This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. The Ball State community is finishing up classes for the spring semester on Monday, with final exams dispensed from Tuesday through next Friday, and then commencement follows on Saturday, May 8th. Behind the scenes, university administrators have been sorting out how the new two-year state budget will affect the university. And a Ball State Telecommunications graduate won an Oscar for Best Original Song in this year's Academy Awards. Joining us for another Ball State pandemic update is University President Jeff Mearns. President Mearns, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Stan. Good morning.
Good to have you here. What do we know about the state appropriations to state universities, Ball State in particular, now that the new state budget is law?
Well, from my perspective, the results of the state budget were mixed. There's some very good news. There's some good news. There's, frankly, some disappointing news as well. First, maybe I'll start on the high note with some very good news. I think you've probably seen, and I know you've broadcast, that as the result of much better than expected revenue forecasts for the next few years, that the General Assembly and Governor Holcomb are investing substantially more money, a lot more money, in K-12 education, including for teacher compensation. And like you, and for all of us who believe in the power of education, the importance of education, that's great news because it will ultimately benefit all of us, as a result of that investment. For higher education, though, the news was more mixed. There's some good news. First, for our operating appropriation for next year, your question is that 7% reserve from last year that was imposed as a result of the pandemic, that will be fully restored next year in the first year of the biennium. But I was a little disappointed, actually, with respect to the second year of the biennium. In the second year of the biennium, our operating appropriation will be reduced by about $1.4 million, even though overall for public higher education, there's an increase of 2%. Our appropriation will go down. And that's because the Commission for Higher Education insisted on continuing to use a funding model that, in my opinion, produces peculiar results. And I'll just give you one aspect of what I think is peculiar. It's called a performance funding model, but the three highest performing campuses in the state, IU Bloomington, Purdue West Lafayette, and Ball State, were all adversely affected by the model. And so I'm hopeful that the General Assembly will consider conducting a review, really a comprehensive review of the funding formula to really assess whether that model is actually producing the best return on investment, a very important investment of taxpayer dollars in public higher education. And the other piece that was disappointing was that the General Assembly decided not to fund capital requests for any campus in the state. And that was in large part apparently because the commissioner, during her presentation to the House Ways and Means Committee, said that the public universities don't need new buildings because perhaps in the wake of the pandemic, a lot of instruction will continue to be delivered remotely or online. Whether or not that prediction proves to be true, I don't know. But, closer to home, we didn't request funding for new buildings. Rather, every dollar we requested in our capital funding request would have gone to renovate and upgrade existing buildings. We essentially were asking this General Assembly to help us preserve the substantial public investment that the state, that previous legislatures had already made in our campus. So I was disappointed with that result as well.
What specifically won't get done now because of that decision?
Well, we're assessing that. The mixed results mean that we won't immediately be able to restore any of the reductions from last year because we have to look out to the second year of the biennium. What we plan to do is build a balanced budget for next year and then engage in a thoughtful process about those additional funds that we received in this biennium, but also taking into account the reduction in the second year, looking also at the resources that we've received from the federal relief funds, and determine how to make strategic investments using those resources to preserve the long-term financial strength of the university.
So there's nothing that sticks out right now that was a pressing need that won't get done?
Not right now. I wouldn't say that. And in fact, I feel fortunate that our long-term financial position, coupled with the federal relief funds give us the opportunity to make some strategic investments.
Will there be any faculty and staff pay raises in the next academic year?
Well, that's an important question, I know, to all of our faculty and staff, and I don't yet have the answer to that question. We're really looking at two variables. The first variable is we're still awaiting the commission's recommendation regarding tuition rate increases. And as you probably know, I've said many times, I'm very proud that for nearly a decade, we have held our tuition increases at Ball State to less than the rate of inflation to ensure that our quality education is accessible to as many students as possible. And so those tuition rate increases have been far less than increases in certain fixed costs like utilities and healthcare premiums. So that's one factor we're looking at. Another factor is, of course, monitoring our enrollment projections. But having said that, as I say, I don't have the answer yet. We'll have that as we develop the budget next month in May and into June. But I certainly, all of us, fully appreciate the importance of recognizing, rewarding, compensating our faculty and staff for their dedicated service, particularly, not exclusively, but particularly during the pandemic.
Shifting gears now to the accomplishments of a young Ball State graduate, Tiara Thomas, who just happened to bring home an Oscar a few days ago.
Well, what an exceptional young woman she is. And as you know, Stan, she not only won an Oscar, but a few weeks earlier, she had won a Grammy for the Song of the Year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One of the other nominees in that category, you might have heard of her. There was another nominee in that category. Her name is Beyonce. Perhaps you've heard of her as well. So
yeah,
we're really proud of Tiara's achievements. And if I may, I recently read an interview that in which she described her experience at Ball State. And I want to just share with you and your audience what she said.
Sure.
These are her words. I loved it at Ball State. I loved the human connections I made, our shared experiences on campus, that sense of community. Also, I appreciate the independence, self-reliance, and confidence I gained there. I can't say it any better than that.
She said it all. President Mearns, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Stan. Be well and have a good weekend.
You as well. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.